Listen up, my fellow coaches and leaders. The truth is, we all need a space to learn and grow so we can bust through our personal glass ceilings and step into our full potential, especially if we want to create the space to allow others to step into theirs. And that's where I come in. I'm not just a former clinical psychologist, but also a seasoned dream life and business coach with over 2 decades of experience helping people shatter their personal barriers and unleash their greatness. And here's the thing, you don't have to figure this all out on your own. As a heart-centered entrepreneur or industry leader, you deserve the best tools and strategies to help you and your business thrive. And that's why I'm excited to share my experience with you through the Coaching for Coaches podcast. Utilizing powerful combination of clinical skills, quantum physics, and strength-based coaching methods, I'll show you exactly what to do and exactly what to say to unleash your true potential and create a path for your clients to follow. And not just that, I'll also teach you how to build a thriving coaching business around your unique skill set and passions. So let's get started. It's time to answer your calling, make a lasting impact on the world, and create a lucrative living doing exactly what you love. Welcome to the Coaching for Coaches podcast, where greatness begins. It's Denise Walsh here. Welcome to Become a Dream Life Coach free Facebook group. I am excited to come at you to connect with you each and every Monday during the Dream Life Experience. So be sure to mark your calendar to hang out with us where we do some hot seat coaching. We sometimes, I take you through what being a dream life coach is actually all about. So we do 2 things here. We talk about content, what to do and what to say with your clients, but then also how to build a scalable, thriving business doing what you love. So I am going to double check that everybody can see me. If you can comment below and say, hi, where you're from. I would love to know that it's all working because, you know, nobody wants to be that person who's talking for an hour, just kidding, 20 minutes and it's not working. So please be sure to comment below. All right. Well, today I'm going to share with you 2 super important appointments you need to be sure are put on your calendar. This is really important if you want to, number one, become a coach and truly offer value to your clients. But then number two, you want to put on your CEO hat and grow a business because these are 2 separate skills. Yay, Pamela's here from Virginia. Welcome, welcome. These are 2 separate skills. And we talk about both of these things within the Dream Life Certification Program. We talk about what to do and what to say so your clients get powerfully effective results using the Dream Life Pathway. And then we also talk about how to actually build a program that's scalable and market it, right? Learn all of these new sales skills, all these marketing skills, all these things. Either you write, you learn them, or you outsource them. We talk about that too. And actually get clients, because I think that's what we all want. We all want to work with people and help them get their desired results. And so we do need both skills in order to do so. Another Pamela, welcome Pamela number 2 from Toledo, Ohio. Awesome, awesome. So what I want to talk about today are the 2 important things to put on your calendar. And I think that this is really important because when I talk to a lot of people, and in fact, when I was brewing my business in my heart years ago, right? For me, it starts there. It starts in my gut. It starts in my heart. It starts in these like sparks, as I call them. I have these ideas that I think, ooh, I really want to do this. This would be really stinking cool. Let me know how long you have had the idea of creating a coaching business or writing a book or starting a program or like what? Tell me how long you've had the idea in the comments. I would love to hear it. But I know for me, I had that brewing for sometimes several years. I would think about it and I would say things like, well, I am going to put this in the nooks and crannies of my day because I'm already working full time. I have some kids. I'm already busy, right? And so I'm just going to weave this into what I already do. And I know for me that that strategy ensured that I did not do what I wanted to do. Yeah. Yeah. Pamela says about a year. Seriously. Yes. That's so normal, Pamela. We get this idea and we think, oh, is this plausible? Can I do something like this? Am I qualified for something like that? We second guess ourselves. I mean, it's the whole gamut. And so I certainly did the same thing. When I wanted to write my book, I thought, well, I really want to get all of my ideas out of my head and into paper so I can give people a path to follow, because people were asking me, tell me your secrets, for years. And you can't just like give them a one-liner, right? Now I can hand them a book and say, these are my secrets. But at that time, I said, I wanted to get all those big ideas out of my heart, out of my head, and onto paper so I could give people a path to follow. And so I thought, just maybe like you have, Pamela, well, I guess I'll just do it in the nooks and crannies of my day. And then the nooks and crannies would come and I would do laundry. I would clean the bathroom. I would, oh, gotta go get the mail. Like I would do anything, take the dogs for a walk, anything that felt easier than sitting down to do something I'd never done before. Now, this happened when I wrote a book. This happened when I wanted to create 90-day U-turn. And I wanted to put, you know, I mean, this is just like how it goes, in my opinion. Every time I've done something big or outside my comfort zone, this is kind of the path it follows. Oh, this is a good idea. Should I do it? I'm not sure. Am I qualified? Then we second guess. And then we think, okay, let me try to do it sometimes in the midst of what I already do. And then we just don't. So let me hear an amen if that's been you, where you have thought about it and thought about it, but like you haven't actually done it yet. You haven't followed through on anything yet. And it comes a time, and I know that at least this was for me, so I want to hear from you in the comments. There comes a time where you go, all right, if I want something different, I got to do something different. Right? If I want something different, I got to do something different. And clearly, I'm not doing it in the nooks and crannies of my day. Correct. Yes. Pamela says, amen. Hey, Tammy. Hey, Eileen. Welcome. Welcome. And so for me, these are the two things I had to do in order to ensure that I actually said what I wanted to do. Like I actually did what I wanted to do. I did what I said I wanted to do. Yes. I had to incorporate these two things and give it a time slot. This is what I needed to do. The first thing was I had to know what to work on. Because let's say you sit down to write a book and you're like, do you see my confused face? I don't know what to do to write a book. Like, how do you write a book? What does this look like? Tell me more, right? And so I would sit down to write a book and go, I don't even know what to do. Or I'd sit down to write a program or record videos, you know, I felt stuck. And so what I needed to do and what I help my clients do now is to take that big idea and break it down into parts, right? So Tammy, you're listening to this, right? You've got a big idea. We need your PDFs in the, you know, taking people on a journey. We want the PDFs out. Like that's step one, right? You're giving them on a journey. So what PDFs do you want to focus on? What lesson do you want to focus on? What's that next step? So what we do is we take that big idea and we break it down into steps. And then we put that step onto your calendar. This is called the action phase. When you sit down to work on your business, whether you're writing a book or creating a program or creating marketing content, whatever it is, you want to know what you're working on. Because if you don't really know what to work on, you will do laundry. And that dream will stay a dream, right? So the first thing we got to put on our calendar is action. Action, action, action. We got to put the business on our calendar. We got to put the coaching on our calendar. We have to know what to do when we sit down on our computer or in front of our computer to build our coaching business, right? I mean, you guys, we can spend years thinking about something, but not actually opening the doors. And so figuring out what to do to work on your business is paramount. So what I help people do is brain dump it all. And then we put it chunk it up. So there's a first quarter goal, a second quarter goal, a third quarter goal. And every quarter, you get a call with me where we talk about what your next quarter is going to be. And we focus on what it is you're going to do next. And then we put number two on the calendar. Because you can't really do one without number two. So one is action. You're putting action on your calendar. You're putting the steps on your calendar. The second thing we're putting on the calendar is accountability. Yes. Okay. I want to hear from you guys in the comments. How many of you have done way more when you know people are watching? You've done way more when you know that we're going to ask you about it. You've got a community of people who are excited about your business, just as excited as you are, right? And so when you put accountability on your calendar, in fact, we meet twice a month as a coaching cohort. So we actually do just that. We help hold you accountable to the thing you said you wanted to do. And when you create accountability, when you put action on your calendar, you will do the dang thing. You will. You'll do way more than you ever would on your own. So action is number one. We've got to put it on our calendar, meaning we've got to know what we're working on. So again, if the first step is to learn the content, that's step one. If step two is to start creating marketing material for your specific niche, or step three is to create the outline for your program, right? Like you need to know what that next step is. And so having a roadmap is paramount. Having that next step broken down is paramount. All of those things really help you to get that big dream out of your head and into your calendar so you actually do it. And then meeting with us twice a month allows us to help hold you accountable so you can say, yes, I did it. Or, you know what, I had a hard time and these were the barriers that I had, and we can help you process through that. So Tina says, absolutely. Liz says, yes, that's me. And I have to give Liz a big welcome. Guys, give Liz some love. She just signed up tonight for the Dream Life Certification and Business Program, and she's going to the Destin Retreat in October. So it's like time. You know what I mean? Like, I think you should get started in a program like this when you've been brewing for a while and you go, if I want something different, I need to do something different. And it's time to create that action in my calendar and the accountability in my calendar, right? Those two things set you up for success. I liken it to bowling. You know, when you like put up bumpers, it's like you're setting yourself up for success when you know what to do and you put it in your calendar and you have us holding you accountable. It's anything I've done that's cool, you guys. I've had a coach and I've created community around it. When I wrote my book, I tried to put it in the nooks and crannies of my day and it didn't happen. So I hired a coach. I hired a writing coach, and every week we would go through a chapter. When I did my bodybuilding competition, you guys, I didn't figure this out on my own. Like, who the heck has that much brain space to try to figure it out all on our own just by Googling some things, right? No, I hired a coach. And she told me exactly what to do and exactly like how to see results. And because of that, I joined a community doing what I wanted to do. And things sped up so much quicker. In fact, when I created 90 Day U-Turn, I signed up for a business coach. And I was like, you guys, I have all these ideas and I don't, help me. And they helped me. Within a month, I created 90 Day U-Turn. And it's been a game changer for my business. Like, it's changed the face of my business and yours, because now you are able to market it and make money with it too. So those are the two things that I had to learn, that I got to learn on my entrepreneurial journey. And if you feel like you are missing on any either of those things, like you don't quite know what to do for your business, and you don't have people holding you accountable who are doing the dang thing just like you want to be doing as well, put coach in the comments below and let's talk. I would love to hear more about your story, more about your vision, and see how I can support you in getting that big idea out into the world and actually making it happen. Tina is posting on social media. She's got testimonies. Her doors are opening for business. Jessica opened her business. Eileen is creating events. Like, people are doing it. And we would love to invite you into the fold as well. So let me know what questions you have. I'll come back to this and answer any questions you have about content or business structure. Otherwise, I'd love to talk with you. Put coach in the comments and we'll schedule a time. If you are listening to the Coaching for Coaches podcast, Join us in the free Become a Dream Life Coach. Join the conversation live. And I'd love to connect with you too. So have an awesome, awesome week, you guys, and we'll see you next week.